Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Claudia and this is Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, what a Florida convention hall of 12,000 Bitcoin enthusiasts tells us about the cult of crypto.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
I believe that it's going to be, you know, another cryptocurrency that's going to be just as large as Bitcoin someday. It's okay. That's no different from Uber and Lyft.
It was Friday afternoon, and the crowd had boxer Floyd Mayweather on the ropes. Their one-two punch: don't undermine Bitcoin, and certainly don't do it here. Over the weekend, thousands of the cryptocurrency's biggest fans descended on a hot and humid Miami. They put on their lanyards and packed themselves into a giant air-conditioned warehouse. They were here for Bitcoin, and only evangelists were welcome. Some pretty big ones took to the stage. Jack Dorsey suggested he'd be working on Bitcoin if he wasn't busy being the CEO of Twitter. Tony Hawk compared skaters to Bitcoin enthusiasts, then went outside and did some tricks on a halfpipe. And the president of El Salvador, appearing via video link, taught Floyd Mayweather a thing or two about how to please a crowd.
I will send to Congress a bill that will make Bitcoin a legal tender in El Salvador. In the short term, this will generate jobs and help provide financial inclusion to thousands outside the formal economy. And in the
medium and long term. So what was the Bitcoin 2021 conference all about? Was it just a gathering of crypto nerds kicking off a summer of freedom the only way they know how? Or does it tell us something bigger about the road that Bitcoin and its worshippers are on?
Welcome all of you to the city of Miami, to Bitcoin 2021, the largest Bitcoin conference in the history of the planet.
Miami, known for spring break, art deco architecture, and the Cuban sandwich, wasn't chosen by accident. Their mayor, a 43-year-old Republican called Francis Suarez, owns Bitcoin and loves Bitcoin.
Well, I'm here to tell all the haters and all the doubters that this is not a moment. This is a movement.
He kicked off the conference by declaring that the days of a currency tied to a central bank are over.
Because in this city, we truly understand what it means to be the capital of capital. It means to be the capital of Bitcoin.
And there's another reason why Miami was a great location for the conference. It's nicknamed the Magic City because it grew so quickly, as if by magic. And at least in the eyes of its supporters, there's a little bit of that magic in Bitcoin. A decade or so ago, the cryptocurrency was basically worthless. 10,000 Bitcoin would only get you a couple of Papa John's pizzas.
I just told people I wanted a pizza and I want to pay with Bitcoin. I didn't want a gift card. I didn't want some weird exchange. I wanted to give you Bitcoin and you give me pizza.
Now, a single Bitcoin is worth around £26,000.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
If you had to pick a single word to sum up the Bitcoin conference, it would be hype. Because the event was oversold, thousands of people queued outside for hours in the searing summer heat. And inside, well, everyone was on the Bitcoin train. If you had some, you were going to get a lot richer.
So if you own a Bitcoin today, you will be a millionaire in the future, for sure. Congratulations.
And if you didn't, well, now's a good chance to buy because the price is down.
Of course, there are still unresolved issues related to regulation and how governments will formulate policy without controlling currencies. And those issues, I am confident, will work themselves out. But in the end, There's only one thing to do. Buy the dip.
The power of positive thinking was all around the Miami Convention Hall, and for good reason. For Bitcoin to go to the moon, people need to believe the hype. And that's what the conference was about, making clear that there's only one crypto show in town, Bitcoin, and that you really want to be a part of it. Maybe the people who booed Floyd Mayweather are really passionate about the financial freedom promised by Bitcoin. Or maybe they just don't want one of the world's biggest celebs wearing the t-shirt of a rival cryptocurrency, stealing Bitcoin's rocket fuel. On Thursday, after Elon Musk suggested that he'd split up with Bitcoin with a broken heart emoji on Twitter, the cryptocurrency's value dropped by 4%. The Bitcoin conference was big, weird, and wonderful, and deliberately so. The more people who want to live in the magic city of crypto, the more chance that one day it will actually come about. And if it does, the folks at the Miami Bitcoin Conference will be living like kings. But there's a risk too. People have spent a lot of money on Bitcoin, hoping that one day it'll be worth a lot more. For these people, it's Bitcoin or bust. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Sav, Ella, Imi and Nimmo at Tortoise Media. We're building a different kind of newsroom at Tortoise, one that's open and free from all the clutter and noise of the daily news cycle. We'd love you to join us by signing up. It's super easy to do and cheaper than a weekly cup of coffee. Membership starts from just £1 a week. Go to tortoisemedia.com/friend and use my personal code, Claudia50. That's CLAUDIA50, and you'll get 50% off. Today's story was written and produced by Xavier Greenwood.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to. Courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.